Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This out there now from The Athletic that the Mike Vrabel interview with the Jets is happening today.
Okay.
So they did Ron Rivera and Louis Riddick for the GM opening yesterday. Rivera, of course, for the head coaching opening. So you've got Vrabel coming to Florham Park to visit with the Jets today.
So here, now we got to think about Mix. So right, Mike Vrabel is the head coach. Who would be the GM? I still think you got to hire the GM first and make sure that whoever that person is can work with whoever the head coach is.
Or if it's Vrabel, they say, who do you want as the GM? And we'll bring that guy in.
He may want to go back and work with Robinson, who he worked with down in Tennessee.
Did they end on good?
It was an interesting thing. A lot of people were shocked that he was fired. I was telling you, I was telling Gio yesterday, I talked to Frank Reich, who was, you know, Indianapolis, so he had to go against Tennessee. Yeah. And he said, man, those teams were always buttoned up. Those teams were always tough to play against, and he's a really good coach.
Yeah.
And he does command the locker room, and he's a guy that can change the culture. He could walk right in there. Guys would look at him. They know he's got the Super Bowl rings, the whole bit.
I'd be really impressed if the Jets were able to land him.
I agree.
I would be very, very impressed.
He's got to be the number one guy on a lot of boards, maybe with the exception of Ben Johnson for maybe like Jacksonville or Chicago.
Yeah, but then again, he didn't get a job last year, Vrabel.
Yeah, but was that because it wasn't available? Or because he decided, like, I know he lost out to Harbaugh with the Chargers.
Yeah.
But were there other teams maybe said, you know what?
Sometimes it's better to sit out. And he actually did work with the Browns this year. But it's probably better sometimes to sit out and just kind of take a big look at the league and see what's going on and then really assess what's happening. Look, the Jets have a good roster. They just don't have an answer at quarterback right now for the immediate future.
And Vrabel's kind of used to that down in Tennessee, where Tannehill was okay.
He may go in there and say, look, I'd like to have Aaron Rodgers back. I don't know. But it seems like, to me, the relationship between Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers seems like it's in a weird spot.
Yeah, he's not coming back.
Bad spot.
Yeah. It's just he's not coming back.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Like, if Vrabel's looking to come in and put his stamp on the culture, like a shotgun marriage with Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career doesn't seem like a good way to do that.
Coach still wants to win. He still wants to win. And every coach that takes a job in the NFL knows how important it is. All you have to do is listen to Brian Daboll's press conference after they beat the Colts, how important it is to have a quarterback that you can believe in.
So you referenced Vrabel with the Browns. So Zach Rosenblatt from The Athletic's the one that put out the news this morning about he's interviewing with the Jets today. And here's another piece from The Athletic, which this is interesting to me. He writes, over the last 5 months, I spent extensive time with Vrabel as he worked with the Browns. He reflected on his Titans tenure, opened up about what he wants next inside his gap year, in quotes. There's a big expansive piece here. I haven't had a chance to sift through it yet. But on the morning that I guess he gets this little nugget that he's going to interview with the Jets, they've got this piece about what Vrabel's been up to in this offseason.
Interesting, because Todd Downing worked with him.
That's right.
He was his offensive coordinator, and then, you know, he came here to the Jets after they got fired down there in Tennessee.
I think Todd Downing's like, you don't want to come here. Hey, Mike.
I would think that Todd Downing
somewhere else
would be talking. I'm assuming they have a very good relationship, but these coaches know. They know what's going on.
All right. Here's a refresher from yesterday. I did play this Brian Daboll cut talking about offensive coordinator Mike Kafka.
Mike's been a great teammate, good coach, good friend, does a good job for us.
You want him back next year?
Yeah, he does a good job for us. So we're focused on the Eagles here, guys.
All right, so he was like non-committal there, similar to how he, if I recall correctly, how he handled Wink Martindale at the end of last year. So now Kafka meets the media yesterday and decided to preempt anything related to that, which I thought was a little strange.
You guys had some questions of Dave's about like my future and all that stuff, so I just wanted to address it really quick. Obviously, I love being here. I love working for Dave's and everybody, and so, you know, my only focus really is just on Philadelphia, the coaches, the players, and getting ready to play a great game and build on what we did last week.
Like, are we really that focused on the Mike Kafka situation?
But that's all they were going to ask him about.
Okay.
So he just wanted to get ahead of it and go, yeah, I just told you what I had to say.
All right.
Because there's nothing else to ask Mike Kafka about. Tyrone Tracy's
rushing attempts.
I get that. But it's just like, okay, so what if they ask you about your future? Like, what's the big deal? I don't know. It just was the way that they both handled it was, I don't know. It just seemed
For a guy who went right to Twitter to talk about his future at WFAN.
Oh. Yes.
And you say, what's the big deal? And there's a bunch of reporters around you egging you on and trying to get you to have a quote about your future. I mean, it's easy for you to say, right?
Fair enough.
Okay.
I'm not even going to push back.
What would have happened if there were a bunch of reporters that day which you went with the in your face asking those questions, huh? What do you mean, what's the big deal? It's your life. When it's your life, it's a big deal.
I don't think those are a direct comparison, if I'm being fair.
But it's easy to say, what's the big deal when it's not your life?
What I'm saying
your
is,
job.
Like, if they were going to, like, the fact that he... Let me get out in front of this. Like, it's some big story they're trying to manage. Well,
you
that's what
out
I'm
in
saying.
Front of it,
right? Yeah.
When you were posting that, were you crying?
No, I was not. Crying.
Like, how many people probably
looked at steam coming out of my eyes? I was angry.
I felt emotion.
I spoke to both of you that day.
Yes.
I did speak to you on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
and to be clear, you did not encourage me to do that. Quite the opposite, actually.
No, exactly.
But how many people read that post and was like, what's the big deal here? Why do you feel like you need to address this on social media?
I'm sure a lot of people felt that way.
but the point being, for Mike Kafka, like, nobody's really even talked about him.
Yeah,
nobody has said anything. The only thing that really ever came out of any of this was that Brian Daboll was calling plays.
Right, yeah.
Mike Kafka was still doing his job. His job was to coordinate the offense, and I'm sure he and Daboll were talking constantly during the games, during, you know, in between series, what's working, what's not working, what are they doing, how do we have to attack certain things. I mean, Kafka was still very much involved,
sure.
And if they stay here, we'll still be here.
And Vrabel did say yesterday.
He's been a very loyal employee.
Yeah, I don't think he will be here if they stay here.
Based on those two bites, that's your takeaway, mm-hmm. Yes? So yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it's like they were dancing around a little bit.
So maybe Mike Kafka wants to go somewhere else. Maybe he wants to go, maybe he has an offer to go somewhere.
Somewhere he can call plays, perhaps.
Maybe. Maybe college. Who knows?
Maybe.
And that guy, Nevitt Shapiro, already told us that the Miami offensive coordinator was going to be here with Cam Ward.
That's right.
Right. And Deion said that Shador Sanders was going to be here, too. Yeah, but who's right?
Did he?
Yeah.
I can't. They've all said. The Giants
have the number one pick. They're taking Shador. That's what he said.
Well, that's if.
Yeah. I think his point was whoever has the number one pick is taking Shador.
Yeah.
That's what he was getting at. Here's our guy, Mike Tomlin, ahead of Saturday night's AFC North showdown with the Bengals. Playoff implications for both teams, of course.
Certainly, they're a motivated group trying to play their way into this tournament. But certainly, we're a motivated group, to be quite honest with you. We got to get the stench of the last few performances off of us.
Yeah, smelly three-game skid against playoff-bound teams, Eagles, Ravens, and Chiefs. So let's see if they can get that squared away here coming up against
Don't need a half-ass effort. We need the whole ass.
That was the best. The whole ass.
They better get George Pickens and Russell Wilson the whole ass on the same page.
This is what I mean about Russell Wilson, though, because he just teammates...
Don't like him.
No matter where he goes. And like George Pickens is the exact type of guy who ain't going to like him.
Right. And because won't have a problem saying that essentially out loud.
Because Russell just comes across as not one of the guys. He seems like he's a phony. He's a celebrity who's not, you know, shoulder to shoulder in a locker room with them. And this is like the least shocking thing ever that they're not on the same page.
Not great timing for it, though.
I mean, they're like 300 pages apart.
Well, if you heard that clip last hour, it seemed like news to George Pickens. Because he was even thinking the reporter was trying to, you know, insert his own opinion in there. He's like, no, that's what Russell said. Oh, okay, that's the end of my media session. Coaching carousel obviously starting to heat up. Who's interviewing? Who's going where? Who's a good fit with a certain team or quarterback? Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury obviously having a nice year with our rookie Jaden Daniels, which leads to the obvious question. Cliff, are you interested in being a head coach again?
Yeah, I'm sure at some point. Yeah, at some point.
And then there's sort of an awkward silence before the reporter follows up, and you even hear Kingsbury kind of chuckle at the beginning of this one, almost like, of course, how could I not be?
Do you plan to interview for jobs this year?
I won't comment on that, but we'll see how everything plays out, but I'm very happy here. Yeah, this has been an awesome place and has really helped me kind of rekindle my love for the sport.
Seems like a strong yes.
Rekindle my love for the sport.
That's right.
It's amazing what a quarterback does for
everybody. For everybody.
I mean, like Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers, you know, the fact that he just climbed on his back and rode him to the Kentucky Derby win. You know, Adam Gase and Peyton Manning. You know, I mean, like, Cliff Kingsbury could not have been in a lower spot when he got fired by the Cardinals. People said he ran this loose program. He had no control over anybody. DeAndre Hopkins basically quit on him. Kyler Murray hated him. It was the worst, right? The team would quit on him every year. They'd get off to a good start, and then they'd quit, and they'd fall apart. The second he gets fired, he's posting pictures of his girlfriend's ass cheeks on a beach. Remember this? It was like Cliff Kingsbury does not give an F about anything.
He was winning there.
And then all of a sudden, he gets back here with Jaden Daniels, and Jaden Daniels has made him into this head coaching candidate again. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Aaron Rodgers said he's got to go put his feet in the sand. Cliff Kingsbury was doing something else in the sand.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?